The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Nozir Daf Lamed Daled. We have in front of us, in Yisrael Hashem, the next few dafim, the first few letter of Shlosh Minim. We have a lot of the Yisoidis of Issev Heter, a lot of the Yisoidis of Taruvis, what's Osir and how much measurement it's Osir. When's it become mutter, exactly what we call the sugya of Tam Ke'ikah, which is the sugya over here, the sugya in Pesachim. Interestingly enough, the sugya is not by Richus in Chulin, which would be the natural place for it. The sugya is more by Richus by us and in Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel. So let's get started. In Yisrael Hashem, we're going to try to make a little bit order of different Yisoidis that are Mavur in these Dafim. We have in front of us in the Mishnah the principle of Hetem Mitzdar Felisa. The Mishnah tells us that a Nozer, we know that a Nozer is not allowed to drink wine. A Nozer is not allowed to eat from any chelik of the grape, and he's also not allowed to drink wine. Or, if we say it properly, he's not allowed to drink wine, he's also not allowed to eat any chalokim of the grape. That's a subsidiary of the Isser of Shtiyas Yayin. The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Kiva Oime, Afilu Shora Pita Bayayin, Vieshbo Kedel Letzar of Kizayis Chayim. The shear of all Achilas Asuras Patoiru, be it Basa Bukholov, Nevela, Trefa, whatever the case is always Kizayis Bukholata Kula, Pachas Mi Kizayis is, Amachlex of Yerchon Shlokish, whether it's also, but it's certainly not Chayiv Malkis, whether Chasish is also Minatar is the Machlex Amirun that we just mentioned. In order to be Chayav Malkus, the shear is Kezayis. Comes along Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva is Mechadish, a monumental Chiddush. That even if the, first of all, we're going to leave this over, but let's make note. The shear that's mentioned over here in connection to the Isser of Nozer B'Yayin is Kezayis, and this has to be examined. Yayin is a Maiseh Shtiyah, and Shtiyah L'Chayah should be Brevis. But we're going to get back to that. Over here in the Mishnah we have in front of us a shir Kezayis says the Tana Rabbi Kiva that even if he doesn't drink a Kezayis of wine, but he's shoro pito bayayin v'yesh bo kedei letzarf Kezayis chayim. Some wine goes into the bread will add, because that's what the Gemara adds, the point that it has a tam of yayin. If there's so little wine in the bread that one can't taste, it's bottle, which is the case in all of Taruvis, when it's not been nice in time. That's what we call bottle b'shishim. Shishim is the shir of Chazal and Chul, Daf Sadiches, Sadik Tes, where we assume that something does not have a taste. Could be less, but shishim, we're safe. We know that it doesn't have a taste. But in any case, if it's more than shishim, and the time is here, the nozer, Shishor Pita B'yayin, is Chayif Malkis on eating a kezayis of the pass of the bread together with the wine. Now, this lechera goes beyond the issue of drinking wine. Here you'll be getting malchus on eating bread. And this needs explanation. The pasuk that's learned to add, that teaches us this din, is mishras. Mishras, the Gemara says, refers to not drinking wine, but refers to something mixed together with wine. Drunk the wine together with something else, an oichel, which has in it yayin. And that's how we learn out. Rashi says himself in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis that we have to learn the pasuk that way, because Mishras Anovim has to mean where something has the taste of yayin. Because what's the if not, what's the din that goes beyond the yayin itself? We have the same thing. Meaning to say, the issur of yayin is the issur of yayin. Why not just say the pasuk is talking about the issur of drinking wine? Because the pasuk is telling us something beyond drinking wine. It's telling us that even if something has the taste of wine, that's also called the taruvus of yayin. You get malchus on eating a kezayis of the whole thing. Zvochim daf tzadik ches. We also have the same din. The pasuk says over there, kol asher yigdo b'vsor yigdosh, which means anything which has a blia, which has a taste of kodesh, of basar kodesh, has to be eaten with all the dinim of kodesh. Kachim kachim gadashim yom v'laylo, kachim kalim shteyom v'laylo. Echor has to be eaten b'tahara inside the confines of wherever it's inside the Beis Hamikdash, inside Yerushalayim. Those dinim achal also in terms of whatever blias it has, and over there also the whole oichel comes out. It's not just that it's also to eat the kodesh. If it's let's say lachas mani, but that the bread that has in it a taste of basar kodesh becomes also as if it's basar kodesh, And again, over there also, if it would be chutzim kaim chutzim man, there would be malchus on eating the bread that has a taste of basa kodesh, the same thing we just said here. Why not just learn that Mishras teaches us tam ke'ikr? The truth of the matter is that that's really vashtet in the Gemara in Pesachim Mem Gimel. The Gemara Chum Daf Tzadik Tes also brings the pasuk of Mishras biyachas to the din of tam ke'ikr. Tam ke'ikr, in a simple sense, would mean that that's in principle that even though something is mixed up, nevela fell into a pot of meat or something of that nature. Trefer meat fell into a pot of vegetables. The vegetables now have a blius. They have a taste. They have a more than 1-60 ratio. It's also to eat. But what's also to eat? What's also to eat is nevela. So lechar, if one eats nevela, when would there be a chiv malchus if one eats a kazayis of nevela? So that's what we call tam ki'ikr. The Gemara does use, like we just said, in a few places, pasuk of Mishras to teach us tam ki'ikr. So how do we know to say what's called nefach, what's called in the Lashon Rishonim, in Pesachim Mem Gimel, is to say that the whole thing, the whole bread, the whole taruvis, the whole pot of vegetables in the case that we just said, that has a taste of blius of Isser, will become nefach le'isser, that if one would eat from the vegetables, from the bread, eshir kezayis, that tastes like chelev, that tastes like basa kachim, that it would have a din of basa kachim, would get malchus on eating the bread. Who says one could learn that out of the posuk? Balei Tosfos tell us that in a Hanami, one Gemara is not consistent with the other. If we learn out the din of heter and stav leiser, that the iser, the heter also becomes part of the iser. One cannot learn out the simple yisurid of tell. If one learns out tam ke'ikr, one can take it a step further and learn out the din of heter that's mitstav leiser. What's interesting is that Rashi seems to hold that way. Shitas Rashi in Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel is that if the Nachas David, one of the Talmidim of Hakam or Chaim Volozhin, has a classic sefer on many of his actors, he has a kuntres on the sugya of tam ke'ikr b'sochem, and over there he's medayik, it's almost mefurish in Rashi, that if tam would be ke'ikr, then the halacha would be that we would say that the heter is nepach le'isa. That would be the case in every tam ke'ikr. Rashi's understanding of tam ke'ikr would be that if a pot of meat has in it a tam of something that's also, a pot of vegetables has a tam of blius that are also, this is not a special din by nozer. This would be the case, b'chol iser shavatayru, that the whole thing would become nepach to iser, and then the din would be that if one would eat from the vegetables that have a taste of basa, it would be considered that he ate a kezayis of the nevela. And then he would get malchus and eating a kezayis of the vegetables. That's shittas Rashi. What's interesting is that Rashi does a 360. Most Rishonim hold the midaraisa tam ke'ikr in a more limited sense, like we just said, without the heter mitzarf le'isr. Mishras is a special din by nozer that teaches us that heter also becomes part of the isr. The heter is also nefach le'isr. Rashi, like we said, holds that even the simple din pshuta of tam ke'ikr would include the clause of heter mitzarf le'isr. The whole thing would become asr. Where Rashi's maskon is in Chum Daf Tzadik Ches, Rashi says that is a asmachta ba'alma, it's a din only by nozer, it's a special gzeres akosif, but b'chol ha'teret kula, not only is there no hetim etzarif le'isr, there's not even a simple tam ke'ikr. The Lashon Rashi over there is that l'maskonu we say achirabim lahatoist is bitul b'roiv. Bitul b'roiv, the teruvis that has a miut, a lesser amount of meat falling into the vegetables, becomes bottled to the vegetables. It's like every other roiv and miut. Shebuchol ha'teru kulon, the halacha is, tam kik is not mederaisa. If a person eats, even though Shulchan Aruch says that one is not allowed to eat vegetables that have a taste, that there was no bitul b'shishim, that have a taste of nevelus or trefis, that din l'maskon, according to Rashi, is only derabonon, not deraisa. Simple enough to mean l'halacha, by the way. What happens if there would be a suffix, whether it's a shishishim? Is it a suffix deraisa l'chumra, or is it suffix derabon l'kulam? Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins not like Rashi. Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea Simin Tzadik Zayin and other places says that if we have a suffix if there's bitul b'shishra, one has to go l'chumra because tam ke'ikr is mideraisa. That is Shitas Rashi, and it would be interesting for us to explore a little bit more in depth why is Rashi min ha'kotza l'kotza? Why does Rashi hold that the tam ke'ikr has to be like a hetem etzarif le'isr to the point where he's willing to say that din mishras by us is not more than the Kasig Din Tam Keker. But on the other hand, he holds that if Tam Keker is not there, I say he holds the Maskana that there's Bittul Baroyv, which is something obviously clearly the Rishonim don't hold of. They hold that you can't say Tam Keker. The Ran explains this in Chuldat Tzadikhes very clearly. The Ran says that like every other Mute and Roiv, since it's Nicker, could be that there's less meat in the vegetables, but since you taste it, can become bottle. Anything that's Nicker does not become bottle. This seems to be the basic consensus of the Rishonim. We'll see that there are chalukim exactly how to express this and to what degree, but this seems to be the classic opinion of the Rishonim. Rashi holds not that way. I'd like to propose a more in-depth look at Rashi, Mitzvah. But before exploring the Rashi more in-depth, I think the smarter, safer way is to explain the simple Mahalach first, which is to understand that even if Tam Keker Deraisa, which seems to be the consensus of the Rishonim, that just means, like we said from the Ran, that the meat that falls into a pot of vegetables, or in this case, the wine which is soaked up in the bread, since it's nicker, it does not become bottle. But what's also, obviously, the meat. That's what's Nevela Chavis. There's nothing wrong with the vegetables. What's also over here in the bread, L'chor, the wine. Why L'chor? Because the Rishonim are explaining the Balei Tosfos that by Mishras of Nazir, we have a Gzeis HaKosov that says that over here, Het Nepach Leisim. What's the rationale? We could just tell ourselves that's Gzeis HaKosov. And farting and finished. But let's try to understand it. What's in this Chadish in the Gzeis HaKosov? So we could add like this. When one eats a piece of bread that has a taste of yayin, that has a taste of yayin, which is a chiv malkis for the nazir, or in that case, when one eats the vegetables which have a taste of bread, what is one eating that's awesome? We could say this in one of two ways. Since one is eating a kezayis of the bread, one is doing a maisa achila that has in it macholos asuras, or we could tell ourselves that eating the bread is not part of the Maisa Achila of Isser. It might be part of the Maisa Achila that you're doing, if we want to ask ourselves, are you eating? Yes, you made a bracha. You're eating a kezayis of bread. But the Maisa Achila shel Isser is only the eating of the drinking, let's say, or the eating of the bread that has the taste of wine, only the wine. The wine, which is the Cheftza di Isura, is only the minimal amount which gives taste. There's a purplish tinge, on the challah, on the bread, where it was dipped in, but that's all. All you're having is that minimal amount. So, we have a Maisa Achila on the bread, but that Maisa Achila contains in it only, as far as the Maisa Achila of Isur, only a minute amount of wine. Why are we nitpicking on the definition? I'd like to bring an interesting example of where this concept comes into play. There's a Rosh in Arvei Psochem. The Rosh in Arvei Psochem says that when one eats by the Seder, the Keruch sandwich, the sandwich which has in it matzah and maror, one should eat a kezayis of the maror in order to be able to make a bracha. In order to be able to make a bracha of al achilas maror. Now, what the Shadassai asks, what's very not understandable in the Rosh is, the reason why one has to, because it could be the brachas on the Kerah, so one wants to make a bracha, so in order to make a bracha, Asher Gedishon Tzosev Tzivonu Al Achilas Moro, the Al Achilas Mor has to be a Kezayis, has to be an Achilas Kezayis, and the one has to say Al Achilas Mor on the, one has to eat a whole Kezayis and Moro together with the Kerah. Just in order to cover that the mitzvah of that's the subject of discussion over here. The mitzvah of eating maror doesn't go on the plain maror, but it goes in the maror, in the sandwich, in the karech, which is the way it was eaten in the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Shagasai, I don't understand the Rosh. The reason why one has to eat the kezayis a maror is because the mitzvah is to eat maror less than a kezayis is not called eating. Would you say that the reason why you have to eat the kezayis is because you want to make a brocha asher gedishonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivonu al achilas? Alachilas matzah. The reason why you have to eat kezayis is because b'chol ha'terekula ein achila pachas mekezayis. B'chol ha'terekula halachically a ma'ase achila consists only of an achila of a kezayis. The reason is because of the lashon of the bracha. So what is the Rosh talking about? I heard many times from my Rebbe, the Roshiva Reb Shmuel Birnbaum Zatzal, the Mir Roshiva, and he explained like this. It's already a nusach that's brought in this form, but I'll say it over in his nusach. If the mitzvah of eating maror is together with the matzah, then one is not mechuyev to do a separate ma'isa achila on the maror and on the matzah. The mitzvah, the ma'isa achila's mitzvah, is to eat the matzah and the maror together. As far as that's concerned, one has to do a ma'isa achila on the whole thing. The reason why we would make a bracha, the reason why we eat a kezayis of maror in the koirach, is only in order to make the bracha al achilas maror, that the lashon and the bracha should be precise. We're saying al achilas maror, it should be an achila of maror. But mitzvah, the mitzvah itself, even though one has to eat the maror, but the ma'isa achila is not on the maror. The ma'isa achila is the matzah with the maror too. One needs a ma'isa achila on both of them together. The fact that one has to eat maror does not mechayiv that the ma'isa achila on the maror should be a kezayis. What am I trying to point out from this? I'm trying to show an example where there's something that one has to eat, where has to, or in our case, we're going to get back to Yisurim, one is not allowed to eat, where the shear of the ma'isa achila is b'kezayis, but the shear of the thing itself doesn't have to be kezayis, because it's not defined as an independent ma'isa achila. What the Torah is megale in the Pasuk of Mishras is that one doesn't have to do a ma'isa achila of, it's not kezayis or basa b'cholov, where one has to do a ma'isa achila of Isra on a kezayis of that chetz of the Yisura. One has to do a ma'isa achila which has in it a violation of another not being allowed to drink wine. Why is the Torah Megala? Why? We don't say why. The Torah is Megala. But if we want to understand the definition that's mechalik between all machol sasurus and yayin of nozir, the chilik is very partial. And this is a chilik that comes up as soon as we start learning nozir. Mufursim from the Achronim, it's discussed in different Ruschoyes, the Marit, Davnim Lum, others, that Yayin for a Nozer is not a Machol Sasurus. There's nothing wrong with wine. It's not Chelev, it's not Basav Cholov, it's not Trefis, it's not Nevelis or eating a bog. Wine is a Chefetero. A Nozer, part of his Madrega is to be Poirish from a Maisa Achila that includes wine. It's not that the wine is a chefta di sura, and the ma'isa achila which he's not allowed to do is the ma'isa achila of a nozer. The wine itself is not a chefta di sura. We could argue with that. Some achrenim argue with that. They understand that once he becomes a nozer, the wine becomes a chatiha di sura, similar to chametz on Pesach. Well, the same chakira, but over there, bepashtus, on Pesach, even though the day before Pesach, all it was a sandwich. All it was a grilled cheese sandwich. But today it's not a grilled cheese sandwich, it's nevela. It turned into nevela because that Pesach came, it turned into a chefzid yisura. We could say that klapi anozer, but anozer is just one person. The wine turned into something else. Here's a yid with a long white beard and a shtreimel sitting next to him drinking the wine. It's a chefzid yisura? No, it's a chefzid atera. He's not allowed to drink it. What does it mean he's not allowed to drink it? It means he, in his state, cannot do a ma'isa achila that has in it wine. He can't do a ma'isa achila. He can't be oichel wine. Who says one has to have a whole kezayis? He is drinking wine. Why is he drinking wine? Because the ma'isa achila that he does where the wine is soaked up in the bread is a ma'isa achila of a kezayis. The fact of the matter is, it's a ma'isa achila that has in it wine. That would be enough to ask him. That's the rationale, according to the classic opinion of the Rishonim, that Tam Keker on a normal Chaticha Disur, on a normal Chelev Nevela Basav Cholov, what happened is a Ma'isa Achila on the Chelev. You have to eat a Kezayis of the Chelev in order to get Malkus. But by Mishras, where it's not a Chaticha Disur, the Torah was Megala, that's enough that one did a Ma'isa Achila on Yayin, that you don't need that the Yayin should be the whole Ma'isa Achila. Doesn't have to be a whole ma'isa achila on the wine. It has to be that one drank wine. It's called one drank because it's called one ate because it's part of all ma'isa achila. It happens to be he ate wine. So Mela over there, he would be chai malchus even if it's hetem it's time for listen. That's the rationale according to the Rishonim. In the next Shem Yitz Hashem, we're going to get back to this Rashi that holds that every time kicker works that way.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.